these shows have, there's some parts of it are scripted. And I always wonder if it's as cold as they say it is, but I'm sure some parts of the country, you know, some parts of Alaska gets really cold. Other parts don't get quite as cold, but still, though, anything 5 or 10 below zero, that is really cold. And 30 below, I mean, you can get frostbite in a hurry. And I see those guys with exposed faces. And I remember one of my buddies who lived in Montana said, told me, he said, well, he said, you go out, but you better have some kind of face covering sometimes, because if you don't, said you're, says, you see everything, your face will proceed. It's amazing how fast you can get frostbite on your, especially on your ears and around your nose, edge of your nostrils and places like that. So I kind of, you know, he was a lifelong resident of Montana, so I figure he probably knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, your extremities, your toes and your fingers and your nose in particular. A lot of those mountain climbers, they'll lose a chunk of nose occasionally, and that can be bad. You can go to gangrene, and it can kill you. But I used to do some, I don't know if you call it dumb thing or not. We'd go coyote hunting in the snow and that, and we'd dress up in white and camouflage and go out there and sit in the snow and call coyotes. And once you stop moving and sit still, buddy, you get cold fast.
Things always happen when when we deer hunted. We used to use those climbing stands. I know you know which ones we're talking about. We'd haul them off the tree. They couldn't leave a permanent stand on public property in those days, and so we'd take our climbing stands and hike, you know, walk in there with our coveralls on. It'd be, I've hunted when it's like 14, 15 degrees before, not anything any colder than that, and climb up in that tree, and then as soon as you start cooling off, where you perspired, it just gets freezing cold. And I finally got the right idea of not putting my coveralls on until I got up in the tree. And then I learned my lesson that let my perspiration breathe a little bit and get away from me. Then I can put that put those insulated coveralls on. I won't feel like a popsicle.
No, I had a snowsuit and then I rode the motorcycle on some, and then on my left side I cramp up real bad because my lungs attached to my rib cage on that side, and Bernice would make pads for over there extra. But about the warmest thing you can wear is those insulated coveralls and a good winter coat with a hood on the top and something to block your face off some. Problem with me was back then I had to wear glasses. I was nearsighted, and your glasses would ice up and fog up. But those insulated coveralls, I still got mine, and I wear them out here to the chickens, and I got this one big brown coat, and I remember in the old days we wore a Mackinaw. Never hear of that anymore. But this coat, you just don't get cold in it. It's terrific. The more my hands get cold fast. Always kept good boots. But, you know, we didn't have the technology they got today in these materials like Gore-Tex and different things like that until recent years. And it was really hard to stay warm. And if you sweated, or your feet sweated, 10 times as worse. And then they'd come up and they started making these hand warmers and foot warmers. I even had some electric socks one time, Jerry, and they used C batteries. Do you know where that heating element went through that sock? Burned a line into my foot. And so I didn't wear those suckers anymore.
K and 4VW8.
I heard you earlier, but I was having some biscuits and gravy at the time.
Uh-huh. Well, let me run something by you, Tom. You got a second?
Yeah, I've been at the radio far too long. They're going to run me off of the repeater here. I keep trying to get away. I got to go out and get the mail pretty quick. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, my wife, Sue, just went out to get the eggs in and feed the hens in the coop. And we got two roosters that are free-ranging outside the coop. And she was getting the eggs out of a little side door that I got built in to where the hens roost. And that rooster come up there and challenged her, and I mean hit her in the thigh and just about knocked her down. So there's going to be a rooster either hauled away or seeing that last flash here. You interested in a rooster?
Negative. That's why we don't have them. But I'll tell you this much, too, especially if they're sitting. A hen can be just as dangerous. I got one big hen out here, and every time I go to get eggs, this one for a while, it was sitting. And if I disturb her, she'd scream like crazy, and that other one would come right at me with those spurs and that. And I finally took a piece of wood and whacked him in the head. And then I had another hen that was that way, and she went to Glock Heaven.
I got some 3-inch Magnum bird shot that's going to get used when I get home. Yeah, we ain't gonna have my wife getting a place on her leg from something like that. That rooster got to go.
I used to raise game cocks back in Kansas, the fighting chickens. I just had two or three out there that my dad picked up. And, buddy, I'm telling you, they can put the hurts on you, and they could even blind you if you're not careful. The tips of their wings are very dangerous. So be careful with them, Stephen. You don't need roosters to have good eggs. We've had all hens for several years now, and that's all I want. Go ahead, Jerry.
You can get a hold of every turkey's worse than they are. They get aggressive. They can put a hurting on you too. I gotta jump out of here. I gotta get out of here. Hopefully my dinner is ready by now. But I'll talk to both you guys later and carry on, Tom and Steve and 73 to both of you, and probably catch you on later on maybe today. N4DKC.
Okay. And one thing before you go, Tom. For years I had acquired a pair of those Air Force Mickey Mouse polar boots. I stayed warm and toasty in my stand.
I never had any winter boots. I had jungle boots from Vietnam. They issued those to us. But I had real narrow feet. You know how well they fitted, because they had one size fits all, basically, back then. Boy, in boot camp, that was a booger, because I wore a B-width shoe, and they didn't know what that was. I wore blisters you wouldn't believe. But, yeah, Steve, I wouldn't put up with that, and they can be extremely dangerous, and that'd be one dead rooster if it was me, too.
He's going to be going to rooster heaven here shortly. Well, so anything else good going on, Buck?
Bernie says, yeah, he'd be dead. She just come back in the room. And that's ruthless for Bernice. I don't think she'd kill a cockroach if it was running across the floor. I don't know how she'd probably do that, but she's pretty gentle. But not me when it comes to that. You just can't put up with it. And it's not uncommon at all. But that's one of the reasons I didn't want to have them. And the other thing is they beat the hens up real bad. And I just didn't want that. Oh, nothing else going on. Talk to Bob for a little bit. Talk to Dave, HXS, and Jerry, and N4IQ, and Jiminy. I don't know, several come on here and had some nice QSOs this morning, and it's this afternoon, and it's a boring old day out there with the weather being bad, Steve. I heard you at about 9:35, I think, this morning.
Yeah, I kind of checked in. Did I get a hold of anybody? I don't think I did.
No, as I said, I was eating breakfast. I heard the radio. I had it on over here, the one in the kitchen, and I couldn't get up from my breakfast at the time. But I did hear your ID, and nobody did come back at that time, so I didn't know if you'd moved to another repeater or what time I got done. Where were you headed to? This is in 0TR.
I knew you were in there. I could hear you breathing, and I was feeling like a red-headed stepchild. But you didn't come back to me. No, I was headed down to Simpsonville to work this morning. I made a little bit of money. Trying to keep beans on the table.
Jimmy, MME, N4MME, talking to Dave, KB2HXS. I always wanted to change those letters around for a little while, and W2T was in there. I don't always have this radio on, Steve. I just happened to have it on. I was messing with the computer here. Well, Steve, I'm going to have to let you go. You have a good day, and I'm sorry to hear that your wife got hit by that chicken, but, that'd make me mad. I know you are, too. Take care. Have a good day. 73s, this is in 0TR.
Well, before you go, she called me on the phone and told me what happened, and she says that rooster hit me hard. He hurt me. What are we going to do about that? I said, baby, can you say fried chicken?
Bernice said, that's a good idea, ain't it, Mom? She's laughing over here. Well, as used to say up in Kansas, something like that happens, I'd get a bad case of closed pores.
Closed what?
A bad case of closed pores. You know, the pores in your skin. That's the way we'd say it when you got mad.
That's a bad case. All right, listen, you go and have a good afternoon. I will speak to you again soon there, Mr. Tom. And, hey, how long has it been since you've heard the other Tom, KZ4M?
If I had to guess, I think his folks or him or somebody owned some property over near Dirty Myrtle. And so I just thought maybe he might have migrated over there with his girlfriend.
No, he was staying down in Lawrence for a while. But I haven't heard him in a long time. I may have to give him a call and see what's going on with him. I just wondered if you'd heard him. So, anyhow, all right, I will talk to you later. 10-4, BWA. Clear after your final.
Yeah, I heard Tom briefly a couple of months ago, and that was about it. And that's just an educated guess. I have no idea, really. Steve, he lived up near Gowansville, and that's all I know about it. But talked to him a lot of times, but not for a long time. It's 38 degrees, 35 degree wind chill. Winds are northwest, at peaking at 9 miles an hour. Barometer is 3008. You have a good day, Steve. And 0TR is clear. QRT.